This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Ian, and Vincent. And we've got a caller on the line here who asked an interesting question at the very tail end of the last segment about, you know, who elected the CEO of Wells Fargo. I don't exactly know how this whole corporate system works, but
Board of Directors.
Is it not the shareholders? Well, the shareholders elects the board, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So it's just this sort of hierarchy of people voting for people.
I suspect that's how it works, yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine anyone supporting what Wells Fargo does.
Well, before we bring back, what was his name, Connor?
Connor.
Before we bring back Connor, I want to explain why I said I don't care.
Right.
Even though I despise Wells Fargo, I mean, like you, Aria, Wells Fargo has targeted me.
I liked them up until about a month ago.
Yeah. And so they targeted me. They targeted you, Aria, because we sell Bitcoin. And like most government-approved banks, Wells Fargo hates Bitcoin, and they want to do everything they can to crush Bitcoin, and so they target accounts like ours. So by no means am I, you know, a fan of Wells Fargo, but I do understand what they are. And what Wells Fargo is a corporate creature. They're a thing of the state. A corporation is a legal fiction. Now, what is a legal fiction? It's pure fantasy. Okay, it's pure legal fiction, meaning a thing that does not actually exist. Not to say that the government or the Wells Fargo buildings and employees and things like that don't exist. Obviously, those exist.
Yeah, but the fictitious entity, the group, doesn't. The individuals exist, right?
Correct.
The bricks and stones exist, but the idea of it is just an idea.
Yeah, the corporation is the idea.
It's like a storybook, right? It's a physical thing, and it's written down, but that's all it is.
Correct. But the government treats it, the government people treat it as though it's real, as though it's a, quote, person. But the reason why it doesn't matter who the CEO is because whoever the next guy is also going to be an a-hole, too. So why should I care? I will use them for whatever my purposes are in whatever way I can to promote my mission, which is to get cryptocurrency out there into people's hands, to get people out of the government money system. And to that end, they are and can be useful. That's it.
I mean, we've literally seen this, in fact, with banks. There was one bank in Nevada that was purchased by a cryptocurrency enthusiast.
That's
and
right.
He's now, as far as I understand it, he's taken control, but absolutely nothing within the bank policies have changed.
Not in 2 years.
So let's get Connor back on the line. Connor, you're with us again. Are you still with us?
Oh, I'm here, guys.
Okay, perfect. What did you think about Ian's response regarding Wells Fargo?
No, you know what? I think maybe we'll table the Bitcoin and the crypto stuff because I think we have a point of agreement here.
Okay.
I hate Wells Fargo as well. And to be honest, I don't really care who the CEO is as of today. My concern is who elects these people, who puts these people in power, because ultimately I believe in democratization of society. And that's why I could never be a libertarian.
Now, when you say democratization of society, can you tell me what that means?
Yes. Okay. And I'll ask a question first, and then we can draw this one out a little bit. Do you guys believe in democracy?
No.
Will you answer Ian's question? You said you wanted to have a discussion.
Okay.
This has got to go two ways.
Okay. All right. Fine. I believe in democracy. Right? Now, that means that I make the conscious decision to elect people, to put people in power that have some say over me, right?
And everyone else.
My representatives. Those are senators, congressmen, mayors, and, you know, we need to do our part to hold these people to account, right?
How's that working out?
But Connor, they're not just in charge of you. They're in charge of everyone.
Exactly.
You're deciding who rules over everyone.
But everyone decides on who their boss is.
No, they don't.
Right?
No, they don't. There's a good portion of the American people that never vote. They're not interested in participating in that system. And even though I participate in it, that doesn't mean that I consent to it. I'm only participating in it for defensive purposes. I want to make sure that these goons leave people alone. Unfortunately, all of them want to tell us all how to live and what to do. So part of this whole democracy system is that you agree to do what you're told by people who don't agree with you if they happen to win, right? That's kind of a crappy deal. Isn't it?
Well, we're part of society, right? So we don't always get where we
are. Are we?
But when we all vote
what is
together,
a society? So hold on. Before you go on, what's a society?
You, guys,
you just
you
made a statement.
For Joe Jorgensen, right?
You just made a statement. You said
no.
We're part of society. What does that mean to be part of? What is a society?
It's a group of like-minded individuals that all agree collectively on a certain set of ideals.
What if I don't agree?
I don't know. Go to the country.
Oh, if you don't like it, if you don't like it, leave.
Just go to Somalia, right?
This is the first time I heard.
Are you a conservative?
Somalia
that sounds like a conservative line.
Connor, there is no acre of land on this planet to which I can go to be free of the state. And why can't I take part in society, whatever it is you would define that as, without also bowing to the state?
Because we are all social creatures. Like, we do not survive as individuals. We would not survive as a species without each other.
Right. Okay.
So it's good to have friends.
What's that have to do with the state?
Because ultimately, you need some sort of organizing body to basically say, hey, everyone, we're going to go to the moon.
You don't, though. People will organize, human beings will organize themselves. That's the whole idea behind anarchism and voluntarism, is that anarchy, voluntarism, human beings acting voluntarily and consensually create order.
Right. Well, with freedom, I get to choose. With freedom, I get to choose which society to join. I want to join the society of peaceful people. I want to join a society of people, and we've actually already done this. It's called the Shire Society. It was formed back in 2010. But I want to join a society which is, by the way, a voluntary association of individuals who've come together for a common cause. It doesn't mean they all have to agree with the same thing necessarily, but they've joined together voluntarily. You're describing a society that is not voluntary. That doesn't sound like a society to me. That sounds like force.
Well, I mean, I can go to another country if I
can. Can you? Do you have the permission slip?
We go to another country.
Have you tried doing
you,
that
I
without
mean,
a permission
you guys
slip?
Not want to be human.
Did you like, get your hall pass?
You said, Hunter,
you said you can go to another country, and I asked you, did you get your hall pass first? Because if you try to go to another plot of land without having the government permission slip, they will stop you.
Yeah, because you guys believe in private property, right? Can I just walk into someone else's private property without permission?
Are you saying a country is tantamount to private property? Because you also can't leave without a passport. So this private property, this owner of this land, the government, the federal government of the United States, they won't even let you leave unless you pay them.
So you guys
and
are
obey
open borders?
Them. Huh?
Are you guys for open borders then?
Absolutely, yeah.
Borders are fictitious things.
I'm for freedom, dude. Freedom means the freedom to travel from one point to another.
A little more viable, I think we can do that.
Huh? Say that again?
I think we can do that.
Think we can do what?
In the future. What's that?
Think we can do what?
No borders.
Cool.
I think we can do it now.
Well, in order to have no borders, we should have no nation as well. Let's go all the way.
I don't necessarily believe that.
Right, because you want to tell people what to do.
Ideas out there. There's still a lot of competing ideas out there, right?
Well, that's the thing. You should have your ideas compete in a free marketplace. If you if you've got such a great idea, then people should follow it voluntarily. You shouldn't need to threaten them with force.
Okay, so you guys earlier you said you want a peaceful society, right? So you guys want to eliminate the military-industrial complex.
Absolutely.
Okay, so why don't we work together to do that?
Cool. I'm already doing it by not paying taxes and not doing what I'm told by the federal government. What are you doing?
Okay, well, I'm actively working on campaigns, canvassing with individuals.
That'll never change anything.
No, they're all part of the military-industrial complex.
Are you working on Tulsi Gabbard's campaign? Because she's the only one in the presidential contest earlier this year who was talking anything about any kind of reduction in war. Trump also, I think he said he's going to get the troops out of Afghanistan.
Yeah,
Bernie Sanders accepted a large amount of money for Vermont in order to build a Lockheed Martin facility or something like that. He's absolutely part of the military. military-industrial complex.
Great call, though, man. You should call again sometime. We'd love to talk to you again about other stuff.
It saddens me how Bernie Sanders pulled the wool over so many people's eyes. I mean, he sells out repeatedly to Hillary Clinton and then to Joe Biden. He uses that money to buy beach houses. He takes money from Lockheed Martin.
He betrayed Ron Paul on the audit the Fed bill.
Mm.
And he's an absolutely disgusting individual. Scum. He's not Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez here, okay? He's a scummy old man who is obsolete and needs to go away.
She's a purebred, orange and white Brittany. But when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's Little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free. Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Vincent.
And the previous caller, Connor, should know that communities actually can issue their own currency backed by Intercoin. They can choose to inflate the circulating supply of their own money to spend on internal projects, or they can choose to tax certain transactions to remove money from circulation. These activities deterministically change the exchange rate of the community's local money to Intercoin without affecting other communities or the rest of the Intercoin ecosystem. Each community can choose its own policies and openly program them into their coins, including support for UBIs and stuff like that. And each individual can choose what coins to get and how to spend them with upfront knowledge of what they're getting into. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of the freedoms that we've lost on the internet and in the real world, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you also think freedom is important, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Again, that's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. And I realize we moved around a lot, but do you happen to have that German internet censorship article?
Actually, I do. It is disturbing. We will tell you about this. Let me just pull,
anytime
the, just pull it
yeah,
up.
Well, that was like 2 hours ago when first mentioned it. So,
German-style internet censorship catches on around the world. The story coming from Reason.com's J.D. Tusiel. Inspired by Germany's notorious hate speech law, more countries seek to impose steep penalties on platforms that don't comply with their censorship whims.
Well, before we get too deeply into what those censorship whims really are, let's go to the phones because we've got Stephanie calling from Oregon. Stephanie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I wanted to ask Aria and Ian about what they think of these militia members that were plotting to abduct the governors of Michigan and Virginia.
Actually, I think Vincent would be the best person to answer that question because he's watched the videos.
I don't know anything about it.
I think that they were most likely, first the media said that they were right-wingers, then other, the alternative media said very Antifa, but once you actually listen to some of the things that, because one of them that was charged had a YouTube channel, and I think the other one did too, and they recorded their thoughts and things, and
these are the guys here, by the way, they've been charged with, conspiracy to abduct or something like that?
Yeah, something very serious.
To kidnap the Michigan governor.
The governor, yeah. And they sounded like, as if they, listened to this show, they sounded like anarcho-capitalists. They were...
Anarcho-capitalists don't threaten to kidnap people.
Maybe he didn't. I mean, we still don't know.
That's true.
Right? Like, you haven't seen the evidence in this particular case.
That's true.
He did have, an anarchist flag behind him.
The red A.
Oh, so they were ANCOMs.
Well, now, that's not clear.
Oh, the red A is always ANCOM. That's why my A's are yellow. That's a deliberate design choice.
Well, and I mean the apartment or wherever he filmed it was very bare bones. Like, it showed a map of Michigan and then it showed the flag. So now I'm not, we don't know all the details and stuff. But
do you remember his name?
No, okay. I forget his name. But if and they deleted his YouTube channel too, right?
Of course.
So
he should have used library.
Mm-hmm. And so, but if it was, let's say, a Fed false flag, or if it was someone who's an informant or something, I'm not making any accusations, but it would make sense. It's just like a total bare bones apartment, other than one piece of very obvious political paraphernalia.
So you think he may have been an undercover agent?
It's possible. It's certainly possible.
It's also worth mentioning that, were they actually planning to kidnap the governor, or were they planning a citizen's arrest? Because citizen's arrests are constitutionally legal.
Yep, that's a good question. Go ahead.
As I understand it, they were planning to grab the governor from her home and break in, so that doesn't really sound like a citizen's arrest to me.
Well, that's what the cops do when they arrest people. that's literally what the cops do.
Yeah, she's a criminal. Yeah, she's committing crimes against humanity.
Okay, so...
Well, the justice system isn't going to give them a warrant because the justice system is colluding with the governor.
Go ahead.
So, to be clear, if... my understanding is that these guys were in some way associated with the Boogaloo Boys, where they were intending to spark a civil war.
Who are the Boo Boys?
I suspect it's a psyop. I highly suspect the Boogaloo Boys, it originated from a 4chan, right? It was a Boogaloo was a 4chan meme, right? Just like QAnon, something else that originated from 4chan.
Oh, Boogaloo predates 4chan. It's from a movie from the 80s that was Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, it was the sequel, but the meme...
Breaking 2.
The meme was from 4chan. Yeah, because it's like the sequel, right?
No, it's from TV Tropes, long before 4chan. Well, I don't know. I don't know which of the two came first between 4chan and TV Tropes. I don't know.
But it's from the Internet.
Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo has nothing to do with the Boogaloo.
Well, neither...
that's where it comes from.
That's the point, though. It's like, Electric Boogaloo, what does that even mean?
The word
Boogaloo
came before that movie, just so you know.
But none of the Boogaloo Boys that I know would condone this.
The point is, and the ones I've known and I've seen are, some of them are accelerationists, right? So that's why I suspect, and they suddenly just appeared too, right? I encountered the Boogaloo Boys in Concord during the anti-mask protests, and you know, they didn't have a website, then suddenly they had a website, then suddenly it's gone. So I mean, I think it's, I find them suspect, right? I think it's, they're probably some sort of prop, right? You know, like an Emmanuel Goldstein. Yeah,
I hung out with some of them at Forkfest.
Oh, I think it could be a honeypot. So there's naturally going to be a lot of, you know, decent people there. Okay. I think it's a honeypot from my research.
I think it's risky and unwise to join a militia in the current political climate. But I think that if a person wants to, they should do that. But if they call their group a militia, I'm backing away from it.
Yeah, prime bait for COINTELPRO.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I mean, because I'm kind of new to the whole idea of the voluntarist thing, and that feels to me like it kind of does coincide with a lot of the goals of these militia groups, but you just are like, no. Not for me.
Well, I don't know what the militia groups believe. I mean, they may have members that believe different things. So, I mean, there may be, there was like 7 people arrested in federal charges in Michigan and like another 6 or 7 arrested under state charges. So you've got at least a dozen people there that probably don't all agree. I mean, if you get 10 libertarians in the same room, you probably have 10 somewhat differing positions on various different things. So it's hard to really say the militia thinks or the militia movement believes, because there are different types of militias, and even within the same militia, you probably have disparate viewpoints. So just because this one guy had an anarchy flag doesn't mean that all, you know, 7 that were arrested would describe themselves similarly. So I'm personally against violence as a means to an end. I think that it's okay to use defensive force to defend yourself and loved ones and or total strangers from aggression, but ultimately as a peace-loving volunteer, I think that peace is the way.
I have to agree with that as well. I think that violence begets violence, and if you use violence to get rid of violence, the result is more violence.
And you can become what you hate as well.
Yeah. Well, Stephanie, thank you so much for the call. I wish I knew more about, you know, what was going on in Michigan, but I don't.
What I think it is it was a very opportunistic, right? It came at a very opportune time because the Supreme Court of Michigan came out and said that, you know, Gretchen Whitmer was acting like a tyrant with her lockdown. So she needed something to get political sympathy points and for the upper thing to get swept under the rug.
It was your typical FBI inside job.
Well, Stephanie mentioned a warrant. It sounds like the Supreme Court of Michigan handed them a warrant by calling her a tyrant. 855-450-FREE.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of U.S. dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. U.S. Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the U.S. dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor, Ashok Badal, and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Bane Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride. Senate confirmation hearings always bring out the most intelligent questions. Senator Hirono of Hawaii to nominee Judge Amy Barrett.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
No, Senator Hirono.
Have you ever faced discipline or entered into a settlement related to this kind of conduct?
No, Senator.
Senators in today's hearing were questioning Judge Barrett's stance on Roe versus Wade. The answer was pretty much the same.
So I think, you know, what the Casey standard is, and that's just, it's a contentious issue, which is, I know, one reason why it would be comforting to you to have an answer. But I can't express views on cases or pre-commit to approaching a case any particular way.
This is USA Radio News. Americans living in the United Kingdom began early voting in London Tuesday ahead of the November 3rd election. One resident reported that this was the first election where she had received her ballot via email. The voter said that she felt more secure by taking her vote to the embassy, where it will be sent to a U.S. sorting office. The embassy actually contacted us and let us know that this was an option, said U.S. citizen Patricia Nguyen. It just felt like a more secure way in an environment where we are kind of questioning all of the aspects of mail-in voting. Patricia continued, "This felt like a more secure way for me to make sure that my voice is heard." Early voting began in Texas Tuesday with fairly long lines for some voters at some locations. 50,000 votes had been cast by noon local time in Harris County. That includes Houston. The state of Georgia has already seen 425,000 ballots cast this year following several weeks of mail-in voting. That's according to data keepers Catalyst. This is USA Radio News.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything you want. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Ian, and Vincent. And we're going to a festival. Vincent, I don't know whether or not you're going, actually. It's called
He went this year.
He did. But it's called Fork Fest, and it's June the 28th through July the 4th in 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but Fork Fest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. It also means there's no ticket cost. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, your RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June the 29th through July the 4th. There's going to be a fireworks show. Last year, we hope.
I mean, we can't say
well,
for sure.
Presumably, they historically have a fireworks show.
For 42 years, they've had a fireworks show there, so there's a good chance it will continue.
And I mean, presumably, the sun will rise tomorrow, and you know, the volcano at Yellowstone won't erupt, and we won't all be dead. So, presumably, there will be Fork Fest 2021. Yes. Again, that's June the 28th through July the 4th. You can find out more about it at forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. Look forward to seeing you there because it's always a great time.
This was your second year, was it not, Vincent?
Yeah, it was my second year.
So you must have had a good time the first time.
Well, the first time I was more focused on selling stuff and, you know, running vending stands.
So was this
time,
a better time than this year?
Yeah, because I actually, you know, was able to, just relax and screw around.
Cool.
I sort of ran a vendor stand this year, but it was mostly just putting out boxes of wine and cups and a QR code. It was self-serve, so I didn't have to actually do anything. There was someone there most of the time who was cooking and selling food and all of that, but the actual
vending was out all night long. I mean, it wasn't, I wouldn't say most of the time. Like, it was out where there was no one around. It's the honor system, and it worked out pretty well, I thought.
It did. It worked out great. I mean, I certainly didn't lose money from it.
What did you call it? The blood of Christ?
Yes.
One gold back was the price of...
We had another name for the white wine, but let's not talk about that.
I don't think you're going to be able to get away with one gold back for the price next year if gold price keeps going up.
Mm, that's true.
We'll see.
I'll just put out bigger cups, man.
There you go.
More blood of Christ for everyone. Or I guess it would be smaller cups. Yeah, it would be bigger cups.
Yeah.
Chalices.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great idea. I could do like Sean, the food and drink vendor, and have like a special Reformed Satanic Church cup that gives you unlimited refills. This is a great idea. I love brainstorming.
Yeah.
So anyway, Germany has set a precedent for censorship, it would seem, and this is coming to us from Reason.com.
It is. J.D. Tassil is the author there at Reason.com. Even as the world wrestles with a pandemic and overbearing public health measures, some legislative bodies are taking the opportunity to tighten the screws on speech they don't like the United States government throwing Chris Cantwell into a jail cell, a political prisoner. Several bills have passed, others are pending, and one was gutted by court review, but all represent new fronts in government efforts to impose censorship. For free speech advocates, the luckiest break might have been the fate of a law passed by the French National Assembly in May. While existing requirements give companies 24 hours to take down content alleged by the government to glorify terrorist activity or constitute child pornography, the new law would have changed that to 1 hour.
Now, isn't it interesting here that the two great evils, the things you can never, ever, ever play devil advocate for without someone becoming irate? Terrorism and child pornography.
Well, it depends on which terrorism. So if you're talking about terrorism from the Middle East or from, wherever other, Ireland or wherever the terrorists come from these days, then that's bad. Terrorism bad in that case. But if people are praising the government military going around bombing people or the police raiding people, which is terrorism,
mind you. It's glorifying terrorist activity, yes.
But they don't see it like that. They just see that as talking about what the government's policies are. But
that's part of the
terrorism.
Whole mythology of the state, is that, we don't call it this. It's not kidnapping. It's arresting. It's
correct.
Not extortion. It's fining. It's
euphemisms.
Not,
they it's use not, euphemisms.
It's not terrorism. It's a just war.
Right. Even though the definition of terrorism is essentially the use of violence to achieve a political cause.
Yeah. And that's literally what the state does.
Yeah. So going on here, while existing... Oh, so again, the existing requirements are pretty outrageous, as is. Like, you've got 24 hours, according to the French National Assembly, to take down a offensive terror/child porn post that somebody has identified on your website. Now they're talking about changing that to 1 hour.
I agree it's ridiculous, but that is not going to be the hill I pick to die on.
No doubt. In addition, online publishers would have been allowed a day to remove so-called hate speech. The same 24-hour obligation would have applied to content reported for violation of a law that criminalizes speech that promotes, glorifies, or engages in justification of sexual violence, war crimes, crimes against humanity, enslavement, or collaboration with the enemy. Whatever.
How can they say any of this while the state is out there engaging in war crimes, crimes against humanity, enslavement, and sexual violence?
And
the state is the ultimate perpetrator of all of these things. Like,
right.
From a margin of thousands to one. No rapist out there, no terrorist organization out there has ever been as effective in what it does as the state.
Yeah, they've never come close. It also, let's see here, so enslavement, collaboration with the enemy, a law that criminalizes sexual harassment, and a law that bans pornography where it could be seen by a minor, among others, reports Jacob Schultz of Lawfare.
I like the current system where you just say, yes, I am 18, and you can be 12 years old and curious, and I don't see that there's anything wrong with that.
Well, we're talking about the 24-hour obligation, apparently, that applies to all of these contents that have been reported, because all these things apparently violate French law, apparently, I guess.
Well, French law is stupid, then.
Yeah.
I'm surprised child pornography violates French law from all the crap that's been coming out from there, but...
Lawfare's guy, Schultz, says, quote, "The law did not carve out any exceptions. The 24-hour rule would have applied even in the case of technical difficulties or a temporary surge in notifications." unquote. In June, France's constitutional court struck down the vast majority of the law as an unconstitutional threat to freedom of expression. That's really the only good news to report so far. France's blocked hate speech law was inspired by Germany's notorious NetzDG law, which makes online platforms liable for illegal content. So that's bad. That is the opposite of what they have here in the United States.
I don't know. I think that's fair. If Facebook wants to claim ownership of any content I post to them, then they should be legally responsible for that content. They're taking ownership of it. If they want to say it's theirs, then it's freaking theirs. And it's their problem to deal
with.
That's
an interesting argument.
If I don't want it to be theirs, I would use Mastodon or Library.
It's an interesting argument, but I don't support it, ultimately because it's crazy to have the perspective that a company that has the massive server space and content that these companies do to have them, you know, take responsibility legally for that stuff. It would
I agree, and therefore they should not claim ownership of my content.
I see what you're saying.
Well, I think the point of this also is to centralize the internet because, like, small websites or independent websites, VK is based in Russia, so that can't afford to have like a bot or some sort of advanced AI or to hire a bunch of moderators to moderate their content. We're gonna go out of business or shut down. While the big, major social media companies and internet companies that are more likely to kowtow to the government, they're gonna be the only ones who are allowed on, and they're going to only allow, the right kind of opinion, the kind of opinion the government allows.
I have thought further on this now, Aria, and have you actually read the terms of service for Facebook?
No, but I'm gonna
almost
guess positive it does say they own my content.
Okay, I think you're right about that, but I suspect that it is likely a non-exclusive license, meaning that you can still post that same content to other places, but Facebook retains the right to use it. Let's say they want to put your photo in an advertisement for Facebook. They can do that. You gave it to them. But it's non-exclusive, meaning that they can't prevent you from using the same photo on another venue or running your own advertisements for that. So is that the same thing as them owning your content? I don't think it is.
I don't
From
know.
A legal perspective, I don't think it is.
I've certainly given them permission to use it within certain contexts, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I was the one who uploaded it there. Do they own it exclusively?
No.
No, because I also own it. We can both share it because it's a digital thing. Them owning it doesn't keep me from owning it.
But if they wanted to
own
it,
it's just like with piracy.
They could put that in their terms, which could say it's an exclusive license, meaning that you would be granting them exclusivity to do what they want with it, which means you couldn't do anything else with it. They're not doing that to people.
Well, because nobody would post pictures to Facebook.
Would they?
I don't think they would. It'd be interesting to see.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Ian, and Vincent. And I want to say thank you to Jordy, who is tonight's amplifier. This means he's a member of the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that is used strictly to help us get on Free Talk Live, to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations. I'm very tired. I have not had nearly enough caffeine today. And if you like the show, if you want to help us get out there, reach a larger audience, then the AMP program is the best way to do that. You can find it once more. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Jordy, I want to say thanks, and I hope you continue amplifying the show. I think we're up to close to 200 radio stations. And we lost some with the COVID, with our COVID positions, but I think we've picked up a substantial chunk.
I would not. There was actually one. We did lose one officially because we weren't towing the government line, and they specifically did cite that in their reason for taking us off the air, but it was only one. I wouldn't suggest that it was more than one.
Okay. And it surprised them that we were not towing the government.
No, it didn't
line.
Surprise them.
Okay.
Actually,
well, that's good at least.
No, the program director told me that, he likes our libertarian views, but in this, at this time, he didn't want to differ from what the state was doing in this, and that he would supposedly bring us back once.
Now
this
is not
all
the time for liberty.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
when it really mattered, he chickened out.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Well, these are businesses that are heavily regulated by the government, so you can understand why they want to appease. Speaking of government regulations, we were talking about NetzDG. It's spelled NETZDG. It is a German law. They call it the Network Enforcement Law. Unlike the United States government that has Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act that essentially exempts media companies like YouTube or Facebook online from liability for the posts of their users, so meaning if you post something that's copyrighted or if you post some sort of pornography that's illegal or whatever, you post some sort of violent threat, that's not actually the responsibility of of the people that are hosting your content. Same thing's true for our forum, for instance.
But Facebook and YouTube and you know, et cetera, they do still voluntarily take down that content, even though they're not legally liable for
when it's brought to their attention, they do, sure, do that. And in certain...
good point. If it was their legal responsibility, they would have to seek out that content.
And that becomes really problematic because then they basically just have to block content wholesale and until it's approved, yeah, and it makes it impossible.
It moves to a whitelisting system.
Yeah, it makes it impossible to have a user-contributed site. So apparently Germany doesn't care about that because in Germany it is the law that social media companies must block or remove content that violates one of 20 restrictions on hate and defamatory speech in German criminal code. And they say, in effect, the NetzDG system conscripts social media companies into governmental service as content regulators, with millions in euros of euros in fines hanging over their heads if they guess wrong.
Yeah, and then it doesn't just, you know, conscript the company. It conscripts these people who are already, I mean, even here for like Facebook, the content regulators are already overworked. There aren't enough of them. They're removing content that's sometimes giving them PTSD because it's so horrific.
Right, these people's jobs is to sit there all day and look at the most offensive internet posts you can imagine. All the gore, all the porn, all the horrifying worst of the worst. These people, threats, you know, these people are looking at that, and that's got
to
be tough.
For 8 to 10 hours a day, yeah, multiple days a week. Yeah, I'm not surprised to find they're suffering from PTSD, and Germany wants to take that one step further and force them to do it and put millions of euros in threats over their heads that they mess up.
Well, I don't think it's that they want to. I think that the NetzDG thing is a thing, and it's inspiring. So it exists, and it's inspiring other governments, including the French government. They point out here that that model of delegated censorship has proven to be as infectious as viral outbreak, now taking hold in over a dozen other countries. Quote, this raises the question of whether Europe's most influential democracy has contributed to the further erosion of global internet freedom by developing and legitimizing a prototype of online censorship by proxy that can readily be adapted to serve the ends of authoritarian states. This according to Justitia, a Danish judicial think tank.
I would suggest that it was created to serve the needs of authoritarian states, and that doesn't have to be adapted to that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
That was the point.
I'm just thinking, you know, these workers, they should shut up and stop complaining because they have a rather cushy job compared to, like, you know, a coal miner or, you know, a police officer. They get to sit on their ass all day looking at internet pictures and clicking buttons. Ooh, you know, big, oh, I have PTSD, oh, no. When, you know, I mean, I've been looking at that kind of crap on B, you know, ever since I could use a computer in, you know, middle school, right?
I tend to agree with you on that one, Vincent. I mean, they could go get another job if they wanted to, if it was really that horrifying.
They certainly could. Yeah. But, I mean, why would you even say police officers have the cushiest job in the United States?
I was screwing around. I mean, like, you know, so I'll use a better example. Someone who's in, like, Force Recon Battalion or, you know, someone who's actually has to see combat.
It's no surprise when countries like Russia, Turkey, and Venezuela emulate intrusive legislation from elsewhere. They don't need much encouragement. But we've already seen that French legislators follow Germany's lead, and lawmakers in the UK are poised to do the same. The paper cited NetzDG as a potential legislative model, saying, quote, in the wrong hands, the internet can be used to spread terrorist and other illegal or harmful content, undermine civil discourse, and abuse or bully other people, according to a British government paper on online harms. Last week, British lawmakers...
Well, yes, it can. It can also be used to argue against, you know, harmful content, argue against bullying people, argue against abusing people.
Last week, British lawmakers debated the very broad powers that the government seeks. Their proposals, quote, introduce a new concept into law, legal but harmful for online speech.
Oh, God.
Cautious Ruth Smith of the Index on Censorship. She says, quote, it's conflating what is already illegal, such as incitement and threat, with speech with which we may disagree, but in a free society is and should be legal.
There is no such thing as harmful speech.
Well,
harm can only occur when there's an action.
I tend to agree with you. I'm against libel and, what's the other one? Slander laws. I think that you should be able to say things that are false, and that, but the law disagrees with you. The law says that if something false is said about you and you can prove that it somehow damaged your reputation, especially if you're a non-public person, then you can get damages out of that person.
I understand what the law says.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get my morality from the law.
I agree with you. It's ridiculous, but that's the situation. Yeah. I'm just saying that for people that may not realize that that's the case. So, unfortunately, we don't have freedom of speech in the United States, and libel and slander are two examples of that. And now threats and extortion are being charged against somebody we know, Christopher Cantwell, who says a lot of ugly things, no doubt about it, but saying something mean to someone online should be protected speech. If it's not an actual, you know, I'm going to kill you.
If it's not an actual actionable threat.
Yeah, believable threat. But they're going to try to put him in prison. He's now got a guilty finding by a jury of his so-called peers. He's looking at up 25 years behind bars for simply saying on the internet to another scumbag that he was going to have sex with his wife in front of his children, or their children, the so-called victims.
Which is a stupid, juvenile, petty comment that you would expect to hear from someone you just shot in the head in Call of Duty.
Right. I totally expect to see that in Internet Tough Talk.
Yeah.
And that's basically what this was. It's the same crap that has been going on for decades online. But the fact is, now somebody's going to be facing a lot of time in prison over this. So people hearing this story in reason about Europe thinking, oh, it can't happen here. No. It's happening here. They just haven't legislated it yet. It's sort of just kind of happening out in the courts. And it's happening to a Nazi, a self-professed Nazi, so no one cares.
Yes, and that way they're able to set the precedent about this because no one's going to step up to defend the Nazi who was making threats online, except, you know, us crazy lunatics who actually stand by our principles and who will do that. The rest of the world's going to be like, oh, it's just a Nazi. Who cares? I don't care if he was guilty or not. Throw him in prison. But then the precedent is set.
Here's another example of this NetzDG-inspired law, this one coming to Austria, which would require the removal of content whose, quote, illegality is already evident to a legal layperson, unquote, explains Martin Reidel, a native Austrian and PhD student at the University of Texas, saying the law would further encourage compliance by, quote, forbidding their debtors, meaning businesses who advertise on those platforms, to pay what they owe to the platforms that don't conform to the law. So they would get in between the business deals, I guess, of advertisers.
Like.
That's expected to encourage even more overblocking by platforms, worried that they'll face a financial death penalty if they guess wrong as to the content's legal status. And although Austrians may not be able to outflank their role models, Germany this summer moved to make NetzDG even more restrictive by adding mandatory hate speech reporting requirements.
So how is that going to work?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the users that have to report it or the administrators that have to report it, but about a Byzantine mess of regulations that are totally outrageous and going to crush internet free speech.
And getting enforced by people who did not sign up to be law enforcers. I think that's one of the biggest issues here. Thanks for listening. This has been Free Talk Live. You can head on over to freetalklive.com to check out the show archives there going back more than 10 years or join the AMP
program. Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.